106.7 K Jug Country. Have you heard of Fisher House? If you are in the military, have been in the military, or you're a military family, you probably have heard of it. If not, we're going to introduce Fisher House to you this morning. And to do that, we have the president of Fisher House, Dave Coker. Dave, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Drew. Thanks for the conversation.
I appreciate you spending some time with us. It's an honor for me because I know all the work that goes in to Fisher House. So you taking time out to spend with us, it means a lot.
Well, the biggest challenge we have is that all too often we're a best kept secret. And by allowing us to talk with you, we're solving that problem.
Even though we have a lot of military families that listen to this show, there are people that haven't heard of Fisher House. Can you give us a bit of background behind Fisher House?
You bet. If think about what Ronald McDonald Houses do, providing a home away from home where families with children going through a medical crisis can stay. We know that life happens to everybody, and we focus on meeting the needs of our military and veterans families. What we do is we build comfort homes and give them as a gift to military and VA medical centers. They can accommodate anywhere between 7 and 21 families. And while families are with us an average of 7 to 9 days, we've had stays that have lasted years. So the Fisher House program was started by a man by the name of Zach Fisher, said, you know, I want to do something that's going to bless all the services. And when he asked what was needed, the answer came back, we need something like a Ronald McDonald House. He said, I'm a builder. And not only was he a builder, but he wrote a personal check for the first 20 houses.
Wow.
And that's why the program carries his name. And we're committed to meeting the need of these families and taking the burden off of finding a safe, affordable place to stay. And when I say affordable, affordable in this case means free.
Here in California, I know that we have 6 of the Fisher Houses, and we have lots of folks in this area that are Navy, Air Force, Marines, Army, Reserves, or veterans, and they're able to benefit from this.
Well, that's right. And you know, we think of the men and women who serve, but we also support their families. We have 2 houses at the Naval Medical Center there in San Diego, and we also have a house at Camp Pendleton. At the Naval Medical Center in San Diego, they have a tremendous NICU for little babies that just need to spend a little bit more time in the hospital.
I can only imagine how great that is when a military family finds out about Fisher House. Now, that being said, Fisher House does run on donations. And Dave, how does one go about helping out Fisher House?
Well, the best thing is simply go to our website. That's fisherhouse.org. And there they can learn about the locations of the houses. They can learn of the different ways to contribute. The biggest mistake people make about donating is thinking that their gift isn't going to make a difference. The military houses, by regulation, charge $10 a night. The foundation picks up that cost. We spend a little over $1 million supporting those families and making sure they have a free place to stay. So a gift of $10 can provide a night of lodging in San Diego, which is a pretty good deal.
Fisher House Foundation, because a family's love is good medicine. I love that message. I love everything you guys do, Dave. And I sure do appreciate you spending time with us.
Well, appreciate you helping us spread the word. That's it's just vital.